Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, March 25th, 2014. It's approximately 1:34 p.m. This is the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee. Today we have with us Senator Olson, Senator Stedman, myself, Senator Dunleavy, and we expect Senator Michicki here momentarily. He's with the governor at a bill signing. We do have a quorum. Again, please turn off your phones. The plan today is to hear two House bills. Bills today that we'll be hearing will be SB 211, Employment of Persons with Disabilities. Hope to move that bill. And then 269, Immunity for Temporary Health Care Providers. So with that, we're going to go to HB 211. This is a bill sponsored by Representative Millett. We've heard the Senate companion sponsored by Senator McGuire. And we're going to have a technical amendment, Senator Stedman.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to go ahead and make a technical amendment, amendment number one.
And I'll object for purposes of discussion.
Okay, amendment number one, Mr. Chairman, on line 8, page 1, where it says United States Secretary of State. Just take out the word state, insert education. So it would be United States Secretary of Education.
Okay.
That is the amendment, a one-word change.
Thank you. Any questions? I'm going to remove my objection. Is there any further objection to this? Seeing none, let us now have, we're going to have presenting the bill, Lysias Galopsis. Did I pronounce your name correctly? Let's pronounce your name for us one more time, please.
Sure.
Astilius.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee. For the record, my name is Vasilios Galopsos, and I am a staff to Representative Millett, who sends her regrets that she could not be here, but thanks the committee for hearing the bill.
And I apologize for the mispronunciation on your name. My name is Dunleavy, but nobody ever calls me that. They call me Dunleavy, Dunleavy. Anyway, I'm sorry.
I call him worse than that.
Yes. So with that said, please continue with your testimony, presentation of the bill, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As alluded to by yourself earlier, sir, this is the companion bill to Senate Bill 163 that the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee heard several weeks ago and was presented by Ms. Watusik from Senator McGuire's office. So in the interest of not being redundant, just briefly going over the intent of House Bill 211, that would make Alaska an employment-first state, directing state resources when it interacts with an individual with disabilities towards having a primary objective and preferred outcome of having them gainfully employed. Statistically, the data is showing that this is a nationwide trend where states are able to lower their public health costs while at the same time having vulnerable populations self-actualize, build assets, increase their standard of living, live healthier lives, the epitome of a win-win. Some changes I would direct you, Mr. Chairman, towards this version of the bill versus the one that was heard earlier in this committee is with reference to the following changes, sir. The first, if I can draw the committee's attention to page 1 and in particular line 15. There was some discussion in this committee about when transition services were formulating a plan for an individual with an individualized education plan, that having it simply being a primary objective and preferred outcome to be gainfully employed but not including post-secondary education might serve as a disincentive to those personnel being involved. And so this is a way of adding in or becoming enrolled in post-secondary education to have that opportunity to allow that student, if they wish to be able to go on to vocational education, wish to take an education at a university, that they're not being dissuaded from that as well. And Mr. Chair, if I can finally draw the committee's attention to subsection C, which is part of section 2, and that's the beginning of page 2. This had to deal specifically with the fiscal note that the Department of Education had in the last hearing, and what these changes did was it removed provisions that would have required the data collection of the department to essentially do what the Department of Labor was doing, and that redundancy was what would have caused a fiscal impact because the department wasn't able to collect that data without a significant charge. And so in doing so, we both ensured that the Department of Labor, the Department of Education is gathering its data, and we've been able to zero out all the fiscal notes. Mr. Chairman, I believe that's the entirety of the presentation and stand for any questions.
Thank you. So there is no fiscal note with this bill. It's been zeroed out. We've gone over the technical change and the changes, the differences between this bill and the other bill that was heard, the Senate companion bill that was heard. Any questions at this point from members of the committee? Senator Olson.
Is anybody opposing the bill?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Olson, to the best of my knowledge, I've heard one concern from one particular individual, but to be quite frank, Senator Olson, Mr. Chairman, we have been extensive in our stakeholder outreach since last May, and it's an overwhelming support for the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And we have a number of people that could testify if we have questions for them. At this point, I'm going to... Does want to? Okay. So at this point, we're going to open up public testimony. Online, we have Rich Sanders. Are you there, Mr. Sanders, from Anchorage?
Yes, I'm here, Mr. Chairman.
Could you please state your name for the record and begin your testimony?
Certainly. My name is Rich Sanders. I'm staff to the Governor's Council on Disabilities and Special Education and the Employment Programs Coordinator, and I'm here to answer questions from the committee.
There you go. So, again, everyone is here to answer questions if we have questions. Questions? No questions? Thank you, Mr. Sanders. No questions at this time. Excuse me. So I'm going to close public testimony. I'd like to have a motion to move this bill.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to go ahead and make a motion that we pass from committee CS for House Bill number 221, version P, with individual recommendations attached. Show fiscal notes to the next committee referral.
Any objections? Seeing none, this bill moves to the next committee. We're going to take a...
As amended.
This bill moves to the next committee as amended. Up next, we're going to hear 211. We'll take just a brief at ease. Thank you. We're back in session. We're going to be hearing SB 269, sponsored by Representative Thompson. This is the first hearing on the bill. We're going to hear the bill, and then we'll hold it till the next meeting. Presenting the bill is Representative Thompson and Jane Peterson, staff to Representative Thompson. So please identify yourselves for the record and begin your testimony.
Thank you. My name is Steve Thompson, House Representative from District 3 up in Fairbanks, and with me is my Chief of Staff, Jane Peterson. I want to thank Mr. Chairman and the committee for hearing House Bill 269. It was originally drafted due to liability concerns surrounding an inaugural Alaska Mission of Mercy event organized by Alaska Dental Society and scheduled to be held in Anchorage this coming April 11th and 12th. Mission of Mercy program was started 13 years ago in Virginia by a bunch of dentists, and the program provides free dental care to local residents who would not otherwise have access to affordable dental care. To date, the Mission of Mercy program in Alaska has over 200 dentist volunteers, and there's quite a few, about eight, I think, at this time from out of state or military. The Alaska Mission of Mercy program will provide extractions, fillings, cleanings, as well as other procedures that can be appropriately performed in a mission setting. Out-of-state dental professionals will be licensed to provide pro bono service under temporary courtesy license issued by the Alaska Board of Dental Examiners. A temporary courtesy license is a medical professional license issued by the Board of Dentistry for the purpose of providing free service and enforcing state disciplinary provisions. The problem is that there is no clear answer as to whether an out-of-state medical professional issued a temporary license is covered under Alaska Statute 0965-300. This statute provides statutory immunity against civil damages resulting from the act of a mission of a health care provider who provides free health care service within the scope of their license. Under AS 0965-300, a patient must receive written notice of this immunity as well as giving informed consent in writing before any medical service is provided. The statute also, patients still have the right to sue medical providers for civil damages resulting from the provider's gross negligence or reckless intentional misconduct. Unfortunately, an attorney general's opinion indicated that it would take a court case to definitively decide if temporary licenses have immunity protections while providing pro bono service. The original intent of this statute was to allow retired physicians and volunteers to do these services. The Department of Law opines that the meaning of the law as to out-of-state providers will ultimately have to be interpreted by the court. House Bill 269 will clarify AS0965-300, ensuring that civil immunity is extended to out-of-state medical professionals who are licensed to provide medical services in the state during the Alaska Mission of Mercy event. Without having this immunity, the issue would have to come before a lengthy proceeding before the court. Through the committee process, this bill was amended to provide clarity and to clear any ambiguity on AS0965-300 as it applies to chiropractors, nurses, physicians, and dentists who are issued temporary medical licenses and who provide free medical service to Alaskans. Additionally, sideboards were added to ensure the informed consent is given in writing and that a person receiving health care services be given the name of a health care provider in the state that the patient may contact for emergency follow-up care within 30 days after the procedure pro bono service is performed. This Mercy admission is April 11th and 12th up in Juneau, or in Anchorage, and they're expecting to see about 2,000 patients. And this isn't just low-income people. These are people that have jobs but can't afford dental insurance. So this is why we're trying to get this bill through, so that they can have that extra people working with them, the dentist. So I appreciate you hearing the bill, and my chief of staff's here for the expert answers.
Just a quick question. Is there a fiscal note?
Senator Dunleavy, there is not a fiscal note for this. Okay. There are two fiscal notes, but they're both zero fiscal notes. I guess that's a better way to put it.
Thank you. Any questions for members of the committee for Representative Thompson and staff? And by the way, at 145, Senator Machicki did arrive, and he was busy with the governor and a bill signing before then. So any questions for members of the committee? Senator Olson.
Representative Thompson, I guess what other health care providers are included in this, and how far down do you go?
Through the committee, through the chair, Senator Olson, we have, through the process, realized that there is a temporary license issued in other fields, so we ended up amending the bill to where it included nurses, chiropractors, and medical doctors also.
Okay, so Mr. Chairman, so you don't go down to pharmacists or lab techs or nurses' aides and those kind of things?
Through the chair, Senator Olson, I'm not sure on nurses' aides.
Representative Olson, nurses' aides are covered under nurses. So if they were working under a registered nurse, there may be some exception for them.
Any additional questions for Representative Thompson and staff at this moment? Seeing none, we do have invited testimony. At this time, online is Randy Sweet from Anchorage and United Way with United Way online. Is Randy Sweet online?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Please state your name for the record and who you're associated with, and begin your testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. My name is Randy Sweet, and I am the Director of Health Impact with United Way of Anchorage. Thank you for the opportunity to testify in support of CSHB 269 immunity for temporary health care providers. The need is great. The Anchorage Daily News recently reported that Alaskans are among the least insured in the nation. A Society of Actuaries study said 20.6% of the state's population is without health insurance, a portion exceeded by only five other states. The current Volunteer Healthcare Provider Immunity Act gives protection to Alaska healthcare providers who volunteer their time and talent to help vulnerable Alaskans. Hundreds, if not thousands, of vulnerable Alaskans have benefited from donated healthcare services. Please build on the success of pro bono healthcare in our state. Allow individuals who come from other states and have an Alaska temporary courtesy license to provide donated healthcare services and afford them the protection given Alaskan healthcare providers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any questions for Ms. Sweet? Seeing none, we have I believe we have Julie Robinson with Alaska Dental Society online. Are you there, Ms. Robinson?
Yes, I'm here.
Please go ahead and state your name for the record and who you're associated with, and begin your testimony.
My name is Dr. Julie Robinson. I'm a dentist here in Anchorage, and I'm associated with the Alaska Dental Society, and in particular the Alaska Mission of Mercy. And I Representative Thompson gave a nice synopsis of it, and thank you very much for allowing me to testify in favor of House Bill 269. Just to update you a little bit on the numbers for the Alaska Mission of Mercy, we currently have 1,454 volunteers, of which 232 are dentists. We have our goal, as stated, was to serve 2,000 of the underserved residents of Alaska in 2 days. And currently, we have 8 military or federal service dentists that have applied and received a courtesy license, although I have to say there's a lot more military that are supporting this First Alaska Mission of Mercy. They just happen to have an Alaska license. Then we have 14, I refer to them as family and friends and people that have participated in previous missions of Mercy that have applied and received their license. And we have one dental hygienist, and he's coming up from California, and his license will go before the board shortly. Of those 23 licenses, there's represented, there's 12 different states represented in those. House Bill 269 is important to the Alaska Mission of Mercy because we'd like to extend this, the immunity to the people that have generously made the effort to come to Alaska, and for those military members that are taking their day off to provide service to the underserved residents. It's important to maximize these events when we put them on, because in Anchorage, there are very few places where the underserved can receive treatment, one is which the Anchorage Neighborhood Health Center, and the other one is UAA. So when we get all this equipment up and set up 100 portable dental units, we want to do as much as possible, and these 23 people with courtesy license are going to help maximize the project for us. Also, it's important to get this in place because we are already speaking of moving this up to Fairbanks, and tentative dates in August of 2015 have been selected. I'm happy to answer any questions regarding this.
Are there any questions, Ms. Robinson, from members of the committee? Seeing none, thank you. I think in the committee room we have Dr. David Logan. Please come forward. Doctor, please state your name for the record, who you're with, and if you have some testimony, proceed. If not, if we have some questions, we'll ask you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is David Logan. I'm a dentist here in Juneau, and I'm representing the Alaska Dental Society. I'm the legislative chair for the Dental Society. I don't have any direct testimony. I would like to say thank you to Representative Thompson and to Jane for bringing the bill forward. And Representative Thompson did an excellent job of presenting the bill, I think, and there's very little I can add in terms of direct testimony, but I would be more than happy to answer the committee's questions.
Thank you. Any questions for Dr. Logan at this point?
Yes, please.
Senator Olson and Michiki.
Go ahead first.
Senator Michiki.
I support the bill. I've had the companion version in the Senate, but can you tell us in your words a little bit about the Mission of Mercy? I mean, I think it's important for Alaskans to understand why this bill is important.
Thank you. Through the chair, Senator Michiki. This will be our first attempt at doing a Mission of Mercy. We have been working on this for many years now. The difficulty has been getting the portable equipment up to Alaska. It's very complicated to move what amounts to the typical dental operatory that you would go to have a filling done, a cleaning done, whatever it would happen to be. To actually get that into a box and ship it is more challenging than one would think there, especially to set it up for a temporary purpose and tear it down. So we've been many years in getting this to the point where it could happen in Alaska. We've recognized the need for a long time, but making it happen has been difficult. Also, as one of the smallest states in the union, we also by nature have the fewest dentists. And this has been a huge undertaking for 2 years now in the planning and the development, getting everybody to coordinate. The amount of coordination that's taken to put this event on has been staggering. But as dentists, we all see every day the need for this. We see the people that are going without dental care. We certainly recognize that dentistry is one of the things that people want to get, but a lot of times financially are unable to. They just don't have the means for a variety of reasons there. And even with one of the more robust Medicaid systems in the nation, we still have that gap. We have a large number of people that for whatever reason cannot normally get access to dental care. So having an event like this that can get people in, deal with problems that they're having, help people feel better about themselves, I think is very important for the community. This will be the first one we do in Anchorage. Our plan is to move it around to the state. We don't know exactly how we'll pull it off in smaller locales, but our intent, we're going to learn from this. We will move forward on this. This certainly won't be the last one in Anchorage, but we'll probably move to Fairbanks on the next one there, because we recognize the need exists all over the state there. And we're trying to do what we can. That kind of circles back to 269, though, with the immunity standards. We think that is a valuable addition, especially for people coming from out of state. You see people coming in from the military who normally don't carry malpractice insurance. It's not needed for them because the federal government essentially is their malpractice insurance. So unless they're working offside the base, it's not something they normally carry. So having that immunity provision becomes especially important for them. And the other folks that are doing that, Julie didn't mention, but she sold her practice, retired last year, and we see a lot of people like that that are traveling not only to our mom, but to other moms around the country. And having a provision like this that gives them some limited immunity is very valuable, because oftentimes they're no longer carrying malpractice insurance at that point in their career.
Senator Machiki.
Just to follow up, so just in a nutshell, essentially what your plan is in Anchorage on the bottom floor of the Denina Center, you'll be treating hundreds of underprivileged Alaskans that often have no other option for care. And many of those providers will be folks that no longer have insurance or malpractice, so the reason for 269. But it's a pretty incredible effort, and you should be commended on serving Alaskans that way. So thank you.
Thank you. Questions for members of the committee? Senator Olson?
Dr. Logan, you've been on the dental board before, haven't you?
Through the chair, yes. I served as president for 3 years.
Of the dental board?
Of the dental board, yes.
And you're familiar with licensing and those kind of things. And I guess my real question has to do with how do you figure out who the dentists are that certainly are don't have questionable pasts and are just either between licenses or had licensable actions in other states and are able to go else and do something else where they're more anonymous and not a person of ill repute in the state that they come from?
Through the chair, Senator Olson, it's certainly gotten much easier in a more computerized age. 20 years ago, it was more difficult. It was a lot of, well, even at that point, faxes were almost this new novelty thing that you could have there. But now with computer databases, it's become much easier there, but it's really just an electronic query to any license that they have, and then there's a background search in case somebody doesn't disclose what license they have, which needless to say would put off a red flag. So that's one of the requirements, at least for the dental board. It varies from profession to profession as to what they do to allow people to have courtesy licenses. But for the dental board, in order to get a courtesy license, you have to have a non-blemish disciplinary past in any state you've ever held a license in.
Last question, Mr. Chairman.
Sure.
So the dentists have a national data bank equivalent like the medical doctors do, is that right?
Through the chair, yes. I'm not sure if it runs in parallel or if it's all part of the same system. That I don't know, but there is a national database there.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Additional questions? We're going to open this up for public testimony this time. Do we have anyone online? Do we have any additional questions for members? Because at this time we'll leave public testimony open. We're going to pick up this bill again on Thursday because there is a little bit of a time situation here to make sure that folks can get prepared for this event. So seeing no further discussion this time, we'll set the bill aside, and at this point, we are adjourned until Thursday.